we've had over 1.5 million downloads since we began in December of 2018. Now, we're currently getting over 20,000 downloads per month.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a podcast helping coaches, experts, business owners, or independent podcasters who want to do this full time, gain clarity around why your podcast isn't growing as fast as you'd like, and learn the steps you need to fast track slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new, highly engaged listeners. My name is Anthony Wineri, and every single Monday, a successful podcaster with tens of thousands of listeners plus and a fully monetized show will leave you a 5 to 10 minute voice note sharing their stories, strategies, failures, and the mindset needed to grow a successful show. And today is one of those very special episodes. So I'm going to let Kyle take it away.
Hey, hey there, Math Moment Makers. I'm Kyle Pierce, and I'm one of two hosts from the Making Math Moments That Matter podcast, the only podcast that coaches you through a six-step plan to grow and cultivate your mathematics program like a strong, healthy, and balanced tree. It's great to have an opportunity to share a little bit of history on the show. We've been podcasting for just over 5 years. My co-host and I, John Orr, is the co-host. We were both high school math teachers at the time. And now we're currently getting over 20,000 downloads per month. That number fluctuated. It's been much higher at times. And as you can imagine, not only has it been a great opportunity for our own personal growth, but it's also allowed us to grow an online business involving digital courses for educators, in particular math educators, online memberships, and our high-ticket coaching program for district leaders across North America and beyond. So this particular show is one of our greatest lead generators for us to build our email list and to provide us with opportunities to reach our audience, because we are constantly building that know and trust factor. And we do so by trying to offer them value every single episode. So while you might look at one of our over 270 episodes and it might just be an episode of John and I riffing on an idea and giving some value and some next steps for educators who are struggling with an idea, the next episode you might have a pretty well-known speaker or influencer from the math education space. We've had Joe Bowler on our show. We've had Sunil Singh. We've had Dan Meyer, all kinds of names that are quite big and quite important in the math education space. And our third type of show is called a math mentoring moment. And this is where we invite our listeners, those from the Math Moment Maker audience, we call them Math Moment Makers, and they submit what we call a pebble in their shoe, in their teacher's shoe, in their math class shoe. And together we try to work through a coaching call, a live coaching call that we record and we share on the podcast. And those are actually quite a hit. A lot of teachers have very similar struggles and they can often see their own math classrooms, their own struggles through those who are on our show. So that's a summary of our show. We really enjoy doing it. And again, it has led us to not only grow a business, but it has actually allowed us to leave our teaching jobs where we are now able to do this work full time. So while the podcast itself, we don't aim to monetize the podcast with sponsorships or any affiliate marketing or anything of that nature, we do use it as a channel to invite our participants to join us on our annual virtual summit, which usually brings in about 10,000 educators from around the world. It allows us to share some of our special offers for people to, say, join our monthly academy or our annual academy for a discount, or to sign up for some giveaways when we're giving away some math class goodies. It's been a great opportunity, a great vehicle for us to reach our audience. And yeah, we don't see ourselves stopping anytime in the future. So when I look at these questions here, the first one says, When did you know it was time to go all in on your podcast full time or quit your job? And if you haven't yet, when will you? I've addressed that here, that we've just recently actually left our jobs, not because the podcast is going to be our full time job, but I would argue that it's our full time and most important lead generation source for our online business. And we would recommend, and we are a little bit safer than most, we wanted to at least fully, more than fully replace our salaries. So we wanted to make sure that we had that, plus had some reserves in the back to make sure that, hey, if things didn't go as smoothly, or if we had a down year, that we wouldn't feel stressed and it wouldn't take us away from being able to do the things that we really enjoyed doing and focused on that work instead of on the money. For us, we like that safety. We loved our job, so we had no issue doing both. One thing that was challenging is that time can be of a bit of a challenge, but we're really happy that we hung on as long as we did, and it allowed us to feel more secure when we did decide to move away. Now, when we talk about biggest failures along our journey to growing our show and how did we respond to it, to be honest, myself and the co-host John Orr, we are lifelong learners. We're so driven to do the work. We were so driven to try to teach mathematics in a way that was different than what we remembered from the majority of our K through 12 or K through 16 experience, even into university and post-secondary. That was what we were doing in our classrooms. And as we were finding success in that journey, we found that it kept us motivated when we were able to share what we were learning with others. So, of course, we've had many failures along this path, this journey. I would argue that we did a lot of the work ourselves. We did a lot of the research ourselves. I think that the amount of success that we've managed to achieve with this show may have been able to happen quite a bit sooner had we potentially looked to some coaching or mentoring earlier on in our journey. And I would argue that we still have a lot of work to do here. But ultimately, even when you're recording your episodes and you're putting the work in and you think you're doing the best, and you know, when you're just not getting that traction, I would argue that you have to just keep pushing. And as long as you keep pushing and you continue to get better and reflect on that work, no matter what that failure is along the way, you're going to be able to overcome it and be able to push through. What do I think is the most important reason why your podcast has grown to over 10,000 downloads each month? I would say we have a focus on bringing value each and every episode. We do spend a lot of time trying to think through, what do people need at this time? We aren't here to necessarily entertain. Of course, adding some entertaining flair throughout can be fine, but our podcast is here to actually help serve the educators that are listening. And they're going in each and every day trying their best to teach students. And that can be a really challenging situation to be in. So for us, we just want to make sure that with each and every episode that we're offering the listener value, so that when they come into the episode, not only are they intrigued to listen, that they're excited to listen, but we want them to be able to walk away. We always say with at least one big takeaway, but we're really hoping it's going to be at least three, right? We want them to be able to walk away reflecting on what it is that they've done in the past, maybe what they were planning on doing in the future, and really thinking about how might what they've heard on today's episode, how might that actually positively impact the result of what they're going to do in their math classroom with their students. This could be in lower grades, it can be in higher grades, but ultimately at the end of the day, we want people to listen and feel like by putting in this time, by dedicating and investing this time and energy, that they're going to have a more successful experience as an educator. And of course, when they feel success, they see students having success in their class, they feel successful as educators, they feel good about the work that they're doing, and they get more excited to get back into the classroom instead of feeling like it's a daunting task or something that they're not going to be able to influence or overcome when students are struggling. How has your relationship with podcasting and outlook changed as you've moved from starting off, from the show has just taken off, and where are you now? So how has that relationship changed and the outlook changed as we've moved from the start, from having the show taken off to where we are now? That's a really interesting journey, because having been doing this for 5 years, when I look all the way back, I personally am, if anyone out there is listening and knows the Colby A test, I am a high quick start. I'm also a high fact finder, but I'm also a high quick start. So when I get an idea, I want to just go. So I just want to get going. And we had decided, both John and I, as, you know, very regular podcast listeners, I listened to investment podcasts. I really enjoyed real estate investing. And we were also listening to education podcasts on, you know, how we can become better teachers. And at the time, we didn't really know of any shows that were doing a great job specifically for the math classroom. And with both of us doing all of this work, we thought, wow, we really have an opportunity here to potentially start sharing what it is we're doing and to motivate us to do the work that we do each and every day in the classroom. So while at the beginning, at the onset, we were just doing this with a, we'll call it like a bit of a hope and a prayer type approach, as the show began and as we started to get those first downloads and those listens and seeing people respond on social media, we really felt like we were onto something and that we were actually serving an audience and really feeling pretty good about it. Now, when we look at the show now, we're in a place where we look at the show very differently and we're trying to be even more intentional. Back then, we were trying to get big names on the show and we were just really just trying to make sure that we were able to produce enough content fast enough to keep up with a weekly routine. When we think about what we do now, we're much more intentional and we recognize that we are in a routine. We know our recording routine and we also know our planning structure. So when you know a structure of how you're going to plan your episodes, it really gives you the opportunity to really hone in on what it is that you're trying to help your audience hear and receive. And ultimately for us, while we would love to see the show continue to grow, our biggest mission is that we're at least continuing to serve a large audience and that it continues to generate more clients that we can work with so that we can help shake the pebble that they're currently dealing with out of their math educator shoe. This question says, what advice would you give a podcaster who loves doing it but is currently struggling to grow and can't seem to figure out how to reach their goals, both tactically and mentally? I would say struggling to grow and really trying to figure out how to reach their goals, I might first ask this podcaster why they're doing the show in the first place. Because when I see reaching their goals, I think a lot of times we set arbitrary goals for ourselves and we're not actually thinking about the why. So why are you doing the show? What is the purpose? Is this a passion project? Is this something that you did because your business coach suggested that you should do it? Is it something that you really feel could generate some income or some clients for your business? What is the purpose of why you're doing the show? And then I might also ask, how dedicated are you to actually making the show into something really great? And when I say dedicated, I don't mean you don't have the dedication, you're not willing to put in the time or the effort, but are you driven to put in the time and the effort? When we began our show, we were really excited about it. And I think everyone is in the beginning, but we're still excited to record episodes. We're still excited to plan episodes, and we're still excited to release episodes. So the question you might start asking yourself is, if you're excited to do the work, if you are really thinking intentionally about what it is that you're going to give in terms of value for your listener, and you're still not getting any traction, then the question might become, what do you have to do from an SEO standpoint? And keywords would be associated with SEO, but how are you going to find your audience? How are you going to, are you niche down far enough so that the people that you are really looking to serve are able to find you? And if not, if you're speaking too generally, you're just hoping that you're saying something and that someone will listen. So I might ask you to potentially niche down even further than you are now and really try to figure out who can you best serve at this time. You can always open up your focus. You can always start talking about other things as well over time, but at least in the initial stages, trying to figure out who it is you're looking to serve and making it easy for them to find you is going to be something that you really want to do. And then finally, my last piece is, this is a long game. If you got in to, you know, start a podcast hoping that you were going to have 10,000 listens in, you know, the first couple of months, you know, it takes time. It takes a lot of time and effort. John and I actually have a second podcast that we're working with, and we're, you know, actually working with Anthony and Tag on a coaching program in order to grow it. And when we came to them, all we were looking to do was to just try to fast track a little bit of this time required for growth. We've been doing it for about a year now, and we're up to about 1,000 downloads per month, which is, it's no small feat, but ultimately we're just trying to get to where we are with our math podcast in a much shorter period of time. So thinking about where you are, where are your struggles, where are you actually getting stuck, and then really trying to backwards map and try to figure out, like, what is it that you need to do in order to get yourself over that hump? One thing I know for certain, though, is making sure you don't quit is going to be the first and foremost and most important piece that you're going to need to have in this puzzle. And then the rest will be, what are the smaller details that you're going to need to change and tweak in order to start seeing some of that growth? Well, I think that's it for me. I want to thank the gentleman for having us on the show and to share our journey once again. My name's Kyle Pierce. I'm from the Making Math Moments That Matter podcast. And hey, if you're interested to see what we're doing to generate quite a few listens per month, head on over to the Making Math Moments That Matter podcast and give us a follow and give us a listen. Thanks and good luck.
So if you enjoy this episode and you want to hear more from successful podcasters who've done it, who've been there and done that, who've built up an audience into the thousands, if you want to hear them share their experience with you every single Monday, be sure to subscribe to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing so you never miss an episode. And on Wednesdays, of course, we're going to help you gain clarity on why your podcast isn't growing and the simple steps you can start taking today to fast track a slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new, highly engaged listeners. My name is Anthony Wineri, and you have been amazing. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and I'll see you in Wednesday's episode.